electric vehicle sales to hit 2 million by 2020. It's no secret that highly industrialized areas tend to have low air quality levels. In response to this, governments around the world, especially in highly industrialized nations, are adopting radical measures to reduce emissions. A new report suggests the sale of electric vehicles, EVs, will increase over the next 5 years as governments aim to cut down the number of vehicles propelled by internal combustion engines, ICEs. A report by Frost Sullivan, titled Strategic Analysis of Emission Control Programs in Key Markets Towards 2020, estimates EV sales will exceed 2 million units globally by that year. But despite EV vehicles gaining steam in various parts of the world, the report also found that ICE vehicles will still represent the overwhelming majority, approximately 95%, of total production in 2020. Improvements in technologies in internal combustion engines and powertrains are expected to maintain their popularity in both small and large vehicle segments over this time period. In North America, higher-pressure gasoline direct injection systems, spray-guided injection, advanced electric-assisted solutions and wastegate turbo technologies will be key areas of focus, said Sudeep Kepali, Frost Sullivan Automotive and Transportation Senior Research Analyst. European countries will enforce stronger regulations for nitrogen oxide and particulate matter emissions in diesel vehicles. Key predictions from the report include an increase in demand for smaller, boosted engines in North America. By 2020, approximately 12 to 14% of Japanese gasoline vehicles are expected to come turbocharged. European countries will see a decline in diesel engines, while North America and South Korea will see an increase. According to the report, boosting buyer acceptance strategies will be crucial for countries such as China and the United Kingdom to get consumers to embrace low-emission technologies. Expanding the network of fast charging stations through public or proprietary models will be crucial to eliminate range anxiety and encourage the purchase of alternatively propelled vehicles, explained Kepali. Such efforts will widen the scope of the EV service equipment industry in the short to medium term and play a significant role in improving global emission control. To download the report, visit www.frost.com/neck.